Alabama, America's worst state. Mississippi's favorite state and America's worst state overall. Why is it Mississippi's favorite state? Because, well, it's the one state that makes them look good in comparison. Alabama Supreme Court has ruled embryos are actually people. Straight up, nut is a person. We're getting closer and closer to the reality that if you nut, like I did, in a paper towel last night instead of on your mom, I basically did some genocide, okay? We are getting closer and closer to this reality. Woo!
Alabama Supreme Court first of its kind ruling, I know you've heard about it, on frozen embryos created during in vitro fertilization. Now, Alabama's largest hospital now says it will put a pause on IVF treatments while it analyzes this ruling. The court decided that frozen embryos have the same rights as children.
34-year-old Jasmine York is from Alexander City, Alabama. She's the proud mother of a 13-year-old daughter, but can no longer have children. So she turned to IVF doctors at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
I have no fallopian tubes due to ruptured ectopic pregnancies. We're supposed to transfer back in January and have had a couple of mishaps. And so we were really looking forward to March 20th was when I was supposed to transfer.
Is IVF your last hope to have a baby?
Yes. There is no other way.
The university said...
This is one of the craziest parts about it, because, like, when you're so desperate to, like, control what women can and can't do to their bodies, you end up going against the ultimate goal that you... The secondary goal that you have. The primary goal for, like, this kind of stuff is just straight up to, like, abuse women, control them, deny them autonomy. And the secondary goal is to use them as basically baby factories. They want to make women into baby incubators and nothing else. However, in many of these circumstances, like when you ban abortion, for example, or criminalize abortion, you end up creating a process where, like, women that want to have children, want to carry pregnancies to term, end up dying and can't even do their baby incubation duties. And this is the other side of this. When you actually say that embryos are going to be considered people, then women who want to have children, which is what you want them to have children, the baby incubators, are not going to be able to have children. They're not going to be able to incubate babies. Now, obviously, it's far more damning than just this, but this is a, I guess, dark irony. The dark irony of it all is that if you want to improve population numbers, and that's why you're doing this, like, anti-abortion you end up cooking yourself, especially because, and here's the reality, we know this already, there's so much empirical evidence for this, say it with me, criminalizing abortion does not stop abortions. Time and time again, we have found out that criminalizing abortions does not stop abortions. It just changes into back alley abortions. The number of abortions that women have do not change when abortion is criminalized. Criminalizing abortion just stops safe abortions. That's it. Are Republicans this desperate for voters? I think it's pretty funny to say this because this is an issue that actually hurts Republicans. I think they're desperate for control and doing fascism, I guess.
In a statement that it was pausing IVF out of concern, physicians and even aspiring parents could face criminal punishment following the state court's decision, even if the hospital adheres to the proper standard of care. Dr. Mamie McLean is a physician at one of Alabama's largest fertility clinics.
We're taking this day by day. Ultimately, we're worried that there's going to be fewer babies born in Alabama because of this ruling.
Last night, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley spoke to our Gail King on CNN's King Charles about the court's decision.
What the question that I was asked is, do I believe an embryo is a baby? I do think that if you look in the definition, an embryo is considered an unborn baby.
York.
Wait, what happened to Slay Mama? I thought she was so reasonable and grounded. I thought the Democrats loved eating her. I thought she was gagging, Queen. What happened? Democrats loved propping her up as the savior of the Republican Party. What happened? Why is Slay Queen not mothering right now? I thought she was doing a cunt quake on the Cuntker scale that is above the 8 magnitude. What happened? What happened to the... What happened to Slaley, Nikki Slaley over here? Oh, turns out she's just a f***ing Republican dipshit. So it doesn't matter. Please stop saying these words. See, Allah, no. God, I despise this shit, dude. Every part of this is just so busted.
These are not living children. If they were, things would be a lot different in my world and all of these other women's world. And we want living children. That's our goal.
This morning, Nikki Haley trying to clarify her comments on that Alabama Supreme Court ruling on IVF after stating she believed that embryos created through in vitro fertilization are babies.
I didn't say that I agreed with the Alabama ruling.
So what is the, I love this take. By the way, me and Nikki are matching currently, which is pretty funny. She's like, yeah, they are babies, but we should kill those babies. Is that what you're saying then? Yes. Embryos are babies, but we should be murdering said baby. We should be doing baby murder. Hello, I'm Nikki Haley, and I love baby murder.
What the question that I was asked is, do I believe an embryo is a baby? I do think that if you look in the definition, an embryo...
Bro, this is the more insane Republicans get about this issue, the more they basically become the memes. The meme in the circumstances... Oh, do you think, like back in the day, when I used to argue this issue online, one of the questions I would always bring up would be, oh, you think embryos are children? Do you think fertilized eggs are children? So in that circumstance, if there's a fire in a hospital and you have one actual alive baby, like child, and you have 1,000 fertilized eggs, do you save? And you have only the capacity to save one of those things. Either you save the one baby, okay, that has been born, versus the fertilized eggs, that's 1,000 potential life. Who do you save? You save the baby, right? And people would argue against that by saying, well, it's not the same. It's not the same circumstances. Like, obviously, there's differences here. And it's like, they have basically decided, like, no, they are actually children. I would save the 1,000 embryos, 1,000 fertilized eggs, which is crazy. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because to a normal person, this does not translate as like a normal thing. You explain this concept to any human that isn't like completely brain poisoned and isn't like some psychotic debate pervert evangelical. Even evangelical Christians would most likely, if they're not like weird debate guys, would hear that question and go, no, I'd save the baby. What do you mean? That's a alive baby. And I'm telling you, we are officially moving down the pipeline and inevitably getting to a point where like nutting is actually illegal, which is awesome. I love that like they are leaning into the memes. Do you think someone in the Republican Party might be trying to kill their own chances so Donnie doesn't come to power? No. I think that they are trapped. They are suffering from their success. This is a outside of Donald Trump issue. There's two conflicting forces at play here. Do they keep leaning into their audience? And if that is the case, they have to increase the intensity. Or do they now decide, okay, we have to dial it back a little bit and lose one of the major motivators for the white evangelical base that makes up a big chunk of their most passionate fans? This is part of the reason why I always used to say, I don't think Republicans are actually going to ban abortion. That would be unimaginably bad for them, because having that threat that they can always point to was great for them. It was a major motivator for them. And also losing that would be unimaginably bad. Losing that threat and actually following through on it would show to the entire country how unpopular this is and how they were willing and able to do this undemocratic thing. And they did that. They lost a major wedge issue. It's very stupid. Can I claim embryos as dependents on taxes? Of course not. Obviously, none of that makes sense. There is no logical consistency here. Clearly, it does not matter.
Is considered an unborn baby. And so, yes, I believe from my stance that that is.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, by the way, the Alabama Chief Justice who invoked God in deciding the embryo case. Look at this pedophile looking snow roach. Look at this motherfucker, Chief Justice Tom Parker. He got the glasses on and everything. Chief Justice Tom Parker has long been revered by conservatives as an architect for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Alabama Supreme Court, by the way, wonderful place. Wonderful place. If you guys remember, we had obviously outed pedophile Roy Moore. He famously was on the Alabama Supreme Court, where he did wonderful, fun things like I think he put the Ten Commandments outside of the courthouse or something. Really good place overall. During a recent interview with QAnon conspiracy theorists, the Alabama Supreme Court justice indicated that he's a proponent of the Seven Mountain Mandate, which calls on Christians to impose fundamentalist values on all aspects of American life. Bobo herself is a Seven Mountain Mandate adherent. That's right. Chief Justice Tom Parker's recent concurrent opinion in a case granting rights to the embryos drew criticism for invoking religious language. I love people being like, wow, so the separation of church and state was a lie? Yeah, no shit, dog. Laïcité is not for Christians. Secularism is for Muslimans, not for anybody else. Be for real. Secularism is for our enemies. Islam, that's who we use it against. It's not supposed to be for Christianity. One nation under God, indivisible. Hallelujah. The second Alabama provider has now officially stopped IVF care after court has deemed that embryos are children. This, in my opinion, is a devastating attack towards individual liberties for medical freedom that women have. Medical freedom that everyone has in the state of Alabama. It's also counterproductive. It's also idiotic. It also will backfire on the Republican Party. Love that, of course, the very basis of the Republican agenda is supposed to be small government, and yet they consistently push to put the government in between a person and their doctor when making medical decisions. Since conservatism is all about scaling back on new scientific achievements, I think that the next wave of conservatism will probably be going back to stem cell research, going back to the Bush era. Obviously, theory of evolution being banned in schools and stem cell research being banned as well. I don't know if you can put the toothpaste back in the tube, but I suspect that they will push for that as well, which is, again, self-defeating, but it's yet another mechanism of control. So we'll see. This is also, for those of you who don't understand this, absolutely on the hands of the Democrats for two different reasons. One, because when this happens, they are supposed to fight back and they do not do that. They don't do it effectively. They simply sit back and enjoy the show and take advantage of the wonderful election opportunities it gives them. That's number one. But the real reason why I shit on the Democratic Party is not the first reason, but it's instead because the Democratic Party, when they don't push for progressive legislation, when they are in power, because they don't actually move the needle, they don't dominate the conversation. So reactionary politicians dominate the narrative and find new wedge issues. If the Democratic Party were to actually push for legislation that moves the needle, that creates unironic protections for trans people, if they were focusing on pushing some kind of gun control, even at the executive office, if they were court packing, if they were blowing up the Supreme Court with additional justices and whatnot, then the Republicans would at least have something to fight against. They would have something to assume a position on to separate themselves from the Democratic Party. But when there is no Democratic Party legislation, when there's no Democratic Party action moving the needle in the direction of progress, then all you're left with in this fake duopoly that we have, right? The false choice that we have, where you need wedge issues to separate the Democrats from the Republicans, is what Republicans decide. That's why they create fake problems out of nothing. They try to invent problems where no such problems exist. One thing that they tried and failed to do so was the trans issue, which is not an issue at all unless you are brain broken. The notion that trans people are somehow dangerous. But of course, they tried and did that with bathroom bills, and that failed on its face. So they went back, they focus tested it, and realized, how can we repackage this? We can repackage this by talking about not just trans issues, but about the fairness in sports, trans women in sports. That's unfair because sports is one of the only places where everyone understands there's some semblance of meritocracy. So if they were to package or repackage the anti-trans legislation with sports, then they would get a significant amount of, they would be able to get a lot more people on board. Now, obviously, the anti-trans panic is not a sole motivator for people to go out and vote. It only got, the weirdest people on board, people who were just totally brain broken with transphobia. So it wasn't enough for them to win in statewide elections all around the country. The supposed red wave that never came in the midterms basically proved this reality. And yet they still kept going. They still kept messaging. And now we're at this situation where will there be enough people that are brain broken with transphobia inevitably for that to be a singular sole motivator for people to go out and vote? Or will it be an inevitable dud that doesn't really matter because Republicans don't even care about legislating from the federal level anyway? That's where we're at currently. Very dangerous problem. prospect, but one that is absolutely, absolutely the fault of the Democratic Party for two different reasons, as I explained. One, because they don't actually push for progressive legislation that causes the Republicans to have to fight against that. And if there is no progressive legislation that they have to fight against, the Republicans will dominate the conversation with more regressive legislation. And if the Democrats don't actually put up a fight against the regressive legislation and set up defenses against said regressive legislation, you arrive at what is now colloquially known as the ratchet effect. Republicans push the country further and further into regressive policies, more restrictive, more authoritarian forms of governance at the state level. Democrats come into power because those policies are deeply unpopular and people are terrified of them. And then what do? Well, they calcify said positions and they normalize said positions, inevitably pushing the Overton window further and further right. Anyway, the situation is dire, folks. Court Chief Justice Tom Parker drew on more than the Constitution and legal precedent to explain his determination. By the way, he openly stated human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God. He wrote in a concurring opinion that invoked the book of Genesis and the prophet Jeremiah and quoted at length from the writings of the 16th and 17th century theologians. Even before birth, he added, all human beings have the image of God and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. It's awesome. Yes, they were always quoting the Bible and The reason why you see more of it, however, is because more of it is happening. And the other reason why you're seeing more of it is because they feel more galvanized. Why shouldn't white supremacists feel more emboldened when they get to dominate not just when Trump is in power, but even when Brandon is in power? Why shouldn't they feel like they can get away with whatever the fuck they want? If there are no consequences, if there's no one saying, hey, you better put an end to this, stop the shit right now. If there are no protective measures being implemented by the Democratic opposition, the Democratic Party's opposition, then of course they're going to be like, well, there's no one that can defy us.